Meanwhile, the new chair of the Marijuana Control Board is gathering signatures for an initiative to allow a Kenai Peninsula borough vote on outlawing commercial cannabis operations in areas of the borough outside of cities. The measure could go before voters on the October primary ballot. That isn't sitting well with members of the cannabis industry on the peninsula. KBBI's Jenny Nyman has more.
Peter Mlynarek is the chief of police in Soldotna, a community that instituted a two-year ban on commercial cannabis activity. He's also the chair of the state marijuana control board, and he's a registered signature gatherer on a voter initiative to ban commercial marijuana in the Kenai Peninsula borough outside the cities that have legal authority to determine their own rules. Legally, there's no problem with the intersection of these roles. Outside activity only constitutes an ethical violation when a board member would personally, primarily financially, benefit from an issue before the board. But legal doesn't mean acceptable to many in the commercial cannabis industry on the Kenai Peninsula. Delinda Phelps is working toward opening Peace Frog Botanicals in Kenai in October.
I know from a legal perspective he's not violating any legal code, but I think morally, to play both sides is wrong. I believe that the chair of a board that's set to regulate an industry should not turn around and work against that industry.
Mlynarek says he wanted to be on the board to help regulate the new industry, particularly with an eye toward public safety.
Trying to make sure that as you're starting this new industry, you keep those kind of matters, the public safety type issues in mind as regulations are being crafted, as licenses are being approved, or if there's any enforcement action that needs to be taken.
He said his involvement gathering initiative signatures doesn't affect his work on the board, nor would his personal opinion of commercial marijuana. In fact, he's voted to approve every complete license application that's come before the board.
You can look at my voting record on the board and you'll see that I'm pretty consistent in the way I vote, and I'm not always the most conservative. I didn't deny any of the licenses that came out on the principle that I did or did not like establishments.
He said he supports the initiative because ballot measure 2 gives municipalities the right to opt out of commercial marijuana if residents so choose. He wants the borough to exercise its right to decide.
So when people voted for ballot measure 2, they also voted to allow local governments the option of whether or not they wanted to opt out. My hope is that people will be allowed to vote on that.
Phelps says she doesn't question Mlynarek's right as a citizen to participate in the political process, nor does she say he's been obstructive to the industry in his work on the board. Her concern is the combination of the two.
The intent to work against the industry is the conflict of interest. You cannot work for the industry on a regulatory board and against the industry in your free time.
She says Mlynarek's actions erode trust in the board among the business owners who are investing a lot of money to participate in the new industry. If the initiative petition is approved, the question will appear on the October municipal ballot. I'm Jenny Nyman.